This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 793. This is by far Aubrey's best speaking part two answer.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll hear new host Aubrey do her best and first speaking sample answer for part two, all about grocery shopping, buying bulk, and native connections. Hey Aubrey, what's happening down in sunny Arizona?
Hi Jessica, it's actually beautiful weather right now. I'm so happy that it's not so hot.
Awesome. Is like fall finally happening? Because here I feel like fall started a month ago and it's cold now.
We never get fall, which is so sad because it's my favorite season, but it just doesn't happen here. Like there are no trees whose leaves turn colors and there's just no falling of leaves and no beautiful. But the weather, the chill in the air, that'll come in like January here.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that reminds me. I took a really cool video for our Instagram. Guys, if you are not on our Instagram, you have to be following All Ears English on Instagram because I put tons of IELTS stuff on there. Whenever I do my posts, I teach you guys vocab for IELTS, ask you questions that might be on the speaking test. So definitely follow All Ears English on Instagram because, maybe tomorrow or Thursday, I'm going to post a video I took in the park because as soon as we walked in the park on Sunday, oh my gosh, the trees were just like on fire because the reds are so vibrant. And I just had to take an Instagram and share it with you guys right away.
Yes, I'm so jealous. We used to live in New York City and we would drive upstate to see the leaves and up into Canada. It was beautiful. I miss it so much.
Okay, so we are actually not here to talk about the weather, you guys, even though favorite seasons and weather you like and enjoy does come up on IELTS. Today, we are going to give you some sample speaking part two answers. Before we get to that, though, guys, we need to tell you about this amazing web class that Aubrey and I are doing. Aubrey's first web class. Very exciting.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Aubrey, what is this web class called?
So it's Save Time is the name of our web class.
allearsenglish.com/save time.
I'm assuming the name is Save Time. I'm wrong, I take it.
Well, that is the gist. That is what students need to remember, right? To sign up for this web class, go to allearsenglish.com/save time. But the title of the web class, guys, is 4 Secrets to an IELTS 7 or Higher in 30 Days. It's a very long title. And How Most Students Waste Their Time. So I don't
blame you. Oh, that's a much better title.
It is so long. But that's because this web class has, oh my gosh, Lindsay and I actually did this last year, and it was the most effective, the best IELTS web class we've ever done, and that's why we are bringing it to you again. So definitely sign up, guys, allearsenglish.com/save time. What are the dates that we're giving this web class, Aubrey?
It's going to be November 23rd and 25th, and it's free to sign up. So come live, ask questions. It's not going to be recorded.
Exactly, guys. This is a free web class. So sign up, grab your spot. This is going to be a hugely popular web class. So make sure you grab your spot now. Okay, so we are doing some sample answers today. Aubrey is being trained right now, you guys, in the 3 keys method and strategies.
Yes, I just finished going through the speaking module, which was excellent. And I feel like I learned a ton, and now I just need to practice.
Right? And that, guys, like, that's what you guys have to do too. So we are going through this with Aubrey. I love it. So part two, what do you think about part two? Like, if students didn't have any strategies, what would they do in part two?
Well, I think it would be really hard to talk for a full 2 minutes. I think about myself in French as a second language to have enough vocabulary on every single subject I could be asked about is impossible. And right. So, yeah, you definitely would need to be having these experiences and reading the newspaper and reading books and just getting ideas for anything you might be asked about and practicing using interesting vocabulary, because it's not even for a native speaker. I think you're going to find out when I do my practice here. It's not that, you know, natural sometimes to use all these interesting words. Sometimes we just kind of use boring, repetitive vocabulary.
Totally. That's why even native speakers don't always get nines on IELTS speaking. So guys, we are going to bring you very native natural answers right now, and we are going to wing it. We are going to do these answers on the fly. These are two really awesome idioms. What does it mean to wing it, Aubrey?
Yeah, so that just means you are making it up as you go. You haven't prepared, you haven't been able to think about it ahead of time, and you just wing it.
Yeah, I love it. Do you like winging it, or do you like to be prepared?
Ooh, that is a really good question. I think it depends on the situation. Sometimes I do like to wing it. Like if we're playing games and it's intentionally like, this is going to be funny or interesting to just wing it.
Yeah.
And I do like doing like improv comedy sometimes. I visited my daughter's school. She's in a theater class, and there was an improv comedy class, and I was the only parent willing to try, and it was so fun.
I love it.
But
yes.
In most situations, I prefer to be prepared.
I know, right? But improv comedy, like that is the quintessential winging it.
Yes.
And also like thinking of something on the fly. So on the fly means like quick, spontaneous, right now. I'm just thinking about it and doing it right now. I like to prepare. I like to plan and have lists. But there are certain times when it is good to wing it, and like right now, for example, when we're going to do the speaking part two answers, so you guys can hear what happens when a native wings it in speaking part two. So the question today, guys, is where do you go grocery shopping? This could totally be a speaking part two question, you guys. And like, think about it. How hard would it be to answer this for 2 minutes? So definitely listen up and take notes today, you guys, because you're going to find out, like, how possible is it to talk for 2 minutes about this? Are you a busy adult and you still need to get that 7 or higher on IELTS? We will help you in our web class. Find out the worst timing mistakes students make every Saturday and get real resources and activities you can use right now to improve all of your IELTS skills. Sign up for this free web class, guys, November 23rd and 25th. Grab your spot now. This is going to be hugely, hugely popular. Go to allearsenglish.com/save time. Okay. So, Aubrey, you are going to go first.
That's wise. So now we can see all of the improvements that could be made.
No, you're going to do great. You're good at talking.
We'll
That's
see. TBD.
That's why you're on here. Okay. So, let's do it. Can you start speaking now, please?
My favorite places to grocery shop are by far Costco and Trader Joe's. And I have to go to both every week because I have 6 people in my family and we go through so many groceries. So at Trader Joe's, I get fresh vegetables and fresh produce, and I get fun, you know, chocolates and nuts and fun things like that that are smaller quantities. And then at Costco, I get bulk items for my family. I get snacks for my kids' lunches and giant entree salads and a huge thing of frozen chicken and all of these bulk foods that I'm going to use to cook for my family. And you would think that I could just go once a month, but no, I end up going pretty much every week to restock at Costco. And at both of these places, I spend an enormous amount of money, I feel like. I mean, you know, relative, but for 6 people, I feel like at Costco, I cannot leave without spending $200 or more. And I often go with a list, but then I buy way more than is on my list. So clearly for me, I should be making lists to limit myself to what I actually need for my family. And at Trader Joe's, I also end up spending more money than I should. I will buy things that aren't on my list. And then, oh, this looks fun and this looks delicious. And I'll buy dried fruit and trail mix and things that are quite pricey, but so delicious. So I end up spending a lot of money on groceries every week. And part of that is because I have a huge family, but also just because I'm bad at sticking to the essentials. And I like to buy what I want. And oh, the samples at Costco are just deadly for me. It's such trouble.
All right. Also, that was 2 minutes. Oh my gosh. That was so good. Okay, Aubrey, how did that feel? Like your first part two being like listened to by me, right? Like you're on an exam or something. How did that feel? Did it feel longer than 2 minutes?
Yeah, it did feel like a long time. I expected you to cut me off before then, I think. Yeah. But I definitely had enough to talk about for sure, but it was, you know, maybe a little unorganized, and I couldn't really spend a lot of my brain thinking about interesting vocabulary to use because I was thinking about what to talk about next, sort of.
Yes.
So I think with more practice, if I had practiced several of these out loud, I think that would get more and more natural.
That is such a good point. I mean, no, like there's so much to think about. Yeah. Like the ideas, the organization, linking words, telling a story, using vocab, blah, blah, blah. There's so much to think about. Guys, if you do not prepare well for speaking part two, like there's no way. Like there's no way you're going to get that 7 or higher. And we're
didn't use a lot of linking words. You're giving me feedback here, right? I don't remember using many, did I?
You used some linking words. There were some great ones. Good. Like in the beginning, to that emphasis, like are by far, like that is such a good emphasis phrase, right? Like really, really by far the best, by far. Also at the end, like, so I end up not getting stuff on my list. That's also a great like native transition phrase. And guys, you know what I really loved about your answer, Aubrey, and students, like you should listen and repeat after that answer because the intonation was so great. For example, talking about how you have 6 people in your family and then you're like, I have to buy so many groceries. Like that is such a natural like rhythm. So definitely guys, listen to that answer a couple times because you could copy the pronunciation and really feel what it's like to be that expressive. It was really good. Oh my gosh.
I think you would have to have 6 children though to really feel that expressive about how much I spend on groceries.
Oh my gosh, I have like 1 child and I am shocked at how much I spend on groceries. Food is like by far, there's that phrase again, food is by far my biggest expense for sure. Yep. All right, guys. So remember, if you want to be prepared for your IELTS exam, we are going to help you for that in our web class. And we're going to talk about every single section, listening, reading, speaking, writing, and tell you activities you can do in your preparation, how students waste their time on exam day, and give you free resources as well. So sign up, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/save-time. All right, Aubrey, thank you very much for that sample answer. I think you did wonderfully.
Well, thank you.
All right, Aubrey, talk to you next week.
See you later.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.